And welcome back. You tune in to the HBC Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. I'm glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we are just excited about this very special segment of the broadcast today. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund, in partnership with Hennessy, is proud to present the Hennessy Fellows, this unprecedented $10 million initiative will award high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs with curated corporate development experiences, as well as financial assistance. Experiences include online training forums, an immersive boot camp, and networking opportunities to enhance the exchange of ideas and provide direct exposure to interrelated corporate, social, and economic systems. Selected fellows will also receive a scholarship up to $20,000 per academic year and a $10,000 stipend. We're blessed today to have, joining us for this segment, Dana Brown. Dana is the program director of the Hennessy Fellows Program, and we're just so excited that out of her very, very busy schedule, she's taking time today to join the broadcast. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. And we're delighted to have you join the broadcast. Wow, this is so awesome. The Hennessy Fellows Program, $10 million initiative. Wow. We've had an opportunity to talk to President Williams. And I believe just the other day, we had an opportunity to talk to one of the fellows, and we're just excited that you are with us today to join the broadcast to give us more insight on what's going on with this incredible program. And congrats to you all, the great job you guys are doing, and for this incredible, incredible opportunity that you're providing for HBCU graduate students.
Yes, we are excited. Hennessy has put forth $10 million over the course of 10 years to find 10 talented HBCU students in graduate programs. An amazing commitment over a significant period of time to make an incredible impact in our community and with our young people to unlock the C-suite and create diversity at those senior corporate levels.
That's just so awesome. You know, there's been a lot of buzz out there, and we really get the news of this. I'm going back to midsummer, but there's still some folk out there, students out there and others, who may not have opportunity to have heard about the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy's Fellows Program. So give us kind of the story behind of all of this and what it's really all about.
Sure, absolutely. So if we just think about diversity and reimagining diversity, we know there's an opportunity to create and open up the C-suite to more diverse candidates. If we look at currently what the numbers are in 2017, we were looking at less than 14 Black CEOs in Fortune 500. In the history of Fortune 500 companies. If we look at as of 2017, there weren't any women that were Black CEOs on that Fortune 500 list. So the opportunity and the challenge absolutely there before us. Thurgood Marshall College Fund, always an advocate for the advancement of our youth in the undergraduate space, not only preparing them for opportunities, but making the connection with strong corporations so that they have an opportunity. But what a trend we were seeing was in senior director levels, we would see students tap out. There was that need for that mentoring, that professional development within corporate America post the mid-level manager opportunity. And Hennessy also saw that as an opportunity to catapult individuals in corporate America beyond middle management, and to do so to catch them at this pivotal point when they're in their graduate careers and they're forging forward with the proper educational tools, as well as now giving them the financial support and professional development support to unlock that C-suite.
This is just so awesome, Dana. I mean, golly, you're the program director of the Hennessy Fellows Program, and want to talk about your role with that and all that's involved in making this successful. We're just so excited to hear about this. Just the whole idea, the concept, the very thought. This is truly unprecedented. As, you know, as I just said before, you know, of course, this is all about the HBCU graduate students, and I don't know if anybody's ever done this before on this level. Congrats to you all and the great job that you're doing. I understand that you're right now, literally, you're on the campus right now at Morgan State. interviewing some students for this, and tomorrow you'll be going over to Bowie State. What is it like there for you? They're on the ground. You're actually interacting with candidates and getting ready to roll out more cohorts for the program.
Oh, this is the fun part, because you get to meet amazing talent face-to-face. You get to interact with the students. You can see the potential coming through in interviews and in the information sessions that we're having. Mm-hmm. So this is really the fun part, boots on the ground, working with the students and the faculty and the staff to find our 10 best and brightest, or our next 10 best and brightest, I should say.
Exactly. So let's talk about, because you said the next 10, so you've already rolled out 10 students, referring to them as the inaugural cohort. Let's talk about that and what kind of opportunities it was laid out for them as the inaugural cohorts, and what's to follow with the students that will be following behind them.
Certainly. So the inaugural 10 that we have in the program currently were selected, 3 from Morgan State University, 3 from FAMU, Florida A&M University. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, you met Jonathan Jones last week, and he's in this first group from Florida A&M University, as well as 3 from Howard University and 1 student from North Carolina A&T University.
Wow.
The first 10 have had a whirlwind experience thus far, going to boot camp in July, where they were in the business of really immersing themselves in professional development, be it soft skills, which we now call critical skills, or quantitative skills.
Right.
We've had interface with senior executives from within Louis Vuitton, Laurent Hennessy Corporation, and even outside during that boot camp of 5 to 6 days. And then there was a leadership institute that the current talented 10 experienced. And that first cohort experienced at Leadership Institute not only the wealth of information that was available to them, our annual event hosted by Thurgood Marshall College Fund in D.C., but also their opportunity to pitch for a community-based grant. And we've talked about the scholarship money, we've talked about the professional development, but that's a huge part of this program. For those who want to give back, who are passionate about their community, that's what I think is a game changer for the Hennessy Fellows Program. You are allowed to pitch, think about Shark Tank, to pitch your idea to for an award of up to $10,000 to impact your community.
That's just so awesome.
At Leadership Institute in October, that's what the students were able to do. So that's phenomenal. And then they'll move into now executing those ideas with a professional coach. So along the way, I think, again, if you think about the difference with this program, mentoring is a huge part. We have an executive coach and strategist that works with the students. We also have, for this capstone project, an innovation and entrepreneurship group that works with them to take that idea from concept to fruition.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining us for this segment, Dana Brown. Dana is the program director of the Hennessy Fellows Program at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. The Hennessy Fellows Program is an unprecedented $10 million initiative awarded to HBCU graduate students with curated corporate development experiences as well as financial assistance. Again, Dana, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is so incredible. So excited about this. It is really wonderful to see Hennessy partnering with Thurgood Marshall College Fund and making this opportunity available to HBCU graduate students, first of its kind to my very knowledge. And gosh, you guys are really doing a great job there. An opportunity to speak with Andrea, the Executive Vice President of Programming, and Jonathan Jones, one of the beneficiaries of the program down at FAMU, great guy, and to have you come on board and talk to you about this as a program director. You're directly involved with this. This is kind of like your baby, and you're out there, you're out in the field. This is just so wonderful. What is it like for you, Dana? Let's talk about it for a little while, you know, on a personal and professional level, where you have this opportunity to be able to interact with these incredible students and these awesome your colleagues in the corporate world there at Hennessy and other corporations in regards to doing all that you can to make this successful.
Absolutely, Anthony. I think one thing that really rings true from the onset of the program to this very day is how rewarding this has been. Mm-hmm. After over 20 years in corporate America, being able to plant those seeds and share that tacit knowledge
sure.
that you can't read in a handbook,
sure.
and that you won't get on your first day from the Human Resources Department.
Exactly.
That's what's most rewarding about
sure.
this program.
Yeah.
And then also, in my wildest imagination, I could not fathom participating in a program like this when I was at that juncture of my career.
Sure.
So what I have been absolutely thrilled to do with the leadership at Thurgood Marshall College Fund, Dr. Harry Williams and Ms. Andrea Horton,
yes.
is really create an experience that's beyond our wildest imagination for these students, be it the first cohort, making sure that it's transformative for this group, and then even building on the success of year one, cohort one,
right.
to make sure that we have an absolutely phenomenal experience for this next cohort.
So take a moment, if you would, just kind of lay it all out. This is a $10 million initiative laid out over 10 years. So kind of just walk us through what does success look like, and what is it? What the mission, the objectives of the program, a quick overview, and where we are right now and where we're going to be like next year this time, if you will, and further.
Absolutely. So this program, just to reiterate, it's $10 million invested over the course of 10 years in 10 talented graduate students from historically Black colleges and universities. Each year, selecting that 10 and setting them up for success, positioning them to transcend the barriers that classes before them in corporate America have faced, partnering them with mentors at the C-suite level that are here to guide, lead, and champion them throughout their career, specifically at this pivotal moment when they're making corporate America selections and job opportunities are being presented to them. They're getting that hands-on mentorship, not only through our organization, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, but also with their mentors and the Hennessy team. So what's going to set this group apart is, again, that mentorship, that financial support, and what we see and deem success as is to see these individuals progress and accelerate to senior leadership positions far faster and holistically than their competitive set.
There you go.
At their
sure. This is just
school
so awesome.
Campuses.
Exactly. That's so awesome because we're talking about diversity and inclusion on a whole nother level. you know, actually establishing that pipeline that will lead to, we would pray, to C-level positions, senior positions. This is just so incredibly
absolutely
awesome.
And you hit the nail. We want a pipeline of students. And
sure.
We want a pipeline of individuals ready for the C-suite.
Right.
And we want to be a huge part of that pipeline.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Our fellows
sure.
who have historically gone through this program, we want to see them in that pipeline. Absolutely. That's what success looks like.
That's what it looks like. And then this is, I'm getting so excited, you know, goosebumps the whole nine yards. You and I get this. Right, we've been out here for a minute doing what we do and all, and to have this incredible opportunity to be a part of the nurturing and the mentoring. And then I forget, and I was talking to Dr. Williams, bless his heart, one of incredible visionary and strong leadership there for Thurgood Marshall College Fund. He mentioned to me when we first talked about this the numbers of students that actually applied for positions like this. How many students initially indicated their level of interest by applying for the Hennessy Fellows Program, and then get back to, we're talking about we choose 10 each year, but how many students have indicated the level of interest with this? Because I know it's very competitive, and gosh, how do you guys deal with that in processing all of these applications, the level of interest, and to search it all out, to find those students that you believe are best suited to that are a good fit and will do well in the program?
I love it. There are hundreds upon hundreds
wow.
that are interested in this
right.
program.
Right.
We will personally touch over 300
mm-hmm.
applications
mm-hmm.
that are viable.
Right.
So
right.
we have
gotcha.
Hundreds upon hundreds that are interested in starting.
Mm-hmm.
Their applications and finishing their applications, but
mm-hmm.
even of the number, we'll still personally
mm-hmm.
touch a minimum of 300 before we get to the top 10.
Wow.
So this program is huge
mm-hmm.
and it is extremely competitive. So
mm-hmm.
what we ask for is not only someone who has the GPA of
right.
a 3.25,
right.
but also the business acumen, executive presence,
mm-hmm.
strong communication skills,
mm-hmm.
So that you're in a position to thrive.
Yes.
Because there's a difference between being invited
mm-hmm.
and included when you get to corporate America.
Right.
We want to make sure that those that are invited and that take the seat are included because of their unequivocal value.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with what we're seeing in your application process.
Mm-hmm.
So although not as, but I definitely want to offer up, you know, that the students really take time
mm-hmm.
to be very clear and specific on where they see themselves in the next 2, 3, 5 years
mm-hmm.
and the impact that they want to make professionally in corporate America, which we're giving them the tools to do, as well as personally within their community and fulfilling their purpose, which we're giving them tools and the finances to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in this program, you're positioned and poised to make an impact both personally and professionally
mm-hmm.
as you pursue your passion.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment to kind of give us kind of the an idea, the kind of feedback that you're getting back from the presidents and chancellors and deans across the nation, the HBCUs across the nation that are given the opportunity to be a part of this, because Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing HBCUs. And so give us an idea of the kind of feedback you're getting from presidents and chancellors and deans as you go about the business of making sure students know about the opportunity and you're out there doing what you're doing. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Anthony, it's overwhelmingly positive. There are so many people excited rooting for their students to be a part of the program.
Absolutely.
And
sure.
Also, as part of faculty, raising their hand to be
right.
a part of this
exactly.
boot camp
sure.
and helping provide the resources
yes.
and letting us know what they could do to contribute
exactly.
and further the education mm-hmm. of these young people in this space. So mm-hmm. it's been incredible. Mm-hmm. It's not just a selfish, we want our students involved or
right.
selected.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, there's that interest and that passion, but it's also overall,
mm-hmm.
how can we be a part of this? How can we make sure that you stay on track and it moves forward? Because they're delighted
mm-hmm.
to see its existence,
mm-hmm.
and most importantly,
mm-hmm.
very impressed with the successes that we've had thus far.
Mm-hmm. For those who are listening and tuning in right now, some students who may be graduating this coming spring and then going off to graduate school and others who are tuning in, just walk them through the criteria and what the program is all about, and if they're interested, how they can learn more about the Thurgood Marshall Hennessy Fellows Program.
Absolutely, would love to do that. In
mm-hmm.
terms of eligibility, you know, it starts with the GPA,
mm-hmm.
3.25
mm-hmm.
GPA, and you must be over 21 years of age
okay.
To apply to participate
mm-hmm.
in the event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge.
Yes.
I'm currently enrolled in an HBCU graduate or MBA program.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, or if an international student, you must have an F1 visa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we discussed before,
right.
a strong desire to have an impact in your community
mm-hmm.
And society at large to truly pay it forward and have passion points there.
Mm-hmm.
The two huge pillars of the program,
mm-hmm.
The summer boot camp and the Leadership Institute in October, we need you to be able to fully participate in those two programs and other program-related activities, but those are really the large ones. And then once you're in the program and you have this 3.25 GPA, and we really want students to remain in good academic standing, so that's another consideration for students that are applying.
Mm-hmm.
Your plate may be full now, but
right.
it gets bigger.
Sure, absolutely.
And so we want to make sure, though, that first and foremost, you're staying in great academic standing.
Wow. Dana, it's been great hanging out with you. Dana Brown is the program director of the Hennessy Fellows Program at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And, of course, Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the Black college community through scholarships, capacity building and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. An organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. Dana Brown, Program Director of the Hennessy Fellows Program at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Major shout out to you and your colleagues. The great job that you guys are doing. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join the broadcast today.
Mr. Anthony Ray, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute delight. Thank
Absolutely.
You, thank you, thank you. I
okay.
appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you got to come back and talk and keep us updated on what's going on. You guys are doing great work over there and appreciate all that you do on behalf of our nation's HBCUs.
Absolutely. No problem. I will be back.
Okay. Thanks a lot. God bless. Until next time.
Thank you.
Okay.